Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Hi, everybody. We are in the KTLO studio, and we are getting some good training on how to host a podcast. I'm excited about this because I've always been a podcast fan, and I've always thought that ASU Mountain Home had lots of stories to tell. And it's tough to tell stories just in press releases or in news-type releases. So I want you to get to know people that are awesome on our campus, our programs that are awesome, and some fantastic visitors that we have to campus occasionally, maybe some artists, some of your favorite performers who come to campus. We'll tell you those stories and have a chance to visit with some of those awesome people, too. So today, be patient with us because it's our first podcast, but I've got one of my favorite people in the world. I don't even know this guy very well, but he is one of my favorite people in the world. His name is Jeff Smith. He is the founder of Mountain Home Cares. And I got a call when COVID first started from the chancellor who said, Christy, you're going to get to know Jeff Smith, and he's going to do something great, and I want you to help him and support him any way you can. So I had a wonderful opportunity to meet Jeff through Mountain Home Cares, and I want you to meet him. He did some awesome work at the beginning of COVID. And then we're going to talk to Molly Morgan, who is also an awesome person who works at ASU Mountain Home and who has gotten to know Jeff in a different way through the ASU Mountain Home Alumni Association. So, Jeff, tell me about Mountain Home Cares, first of all, and then we'll get to know you a little bit better. What in the world? You and a friend, I think, thought this idea up in your garage. Is that correct?
We did. Yeah. I mean, as the founders of it, it was just the two of us, but it took so many great, high-quality people in Mountain Home coming together with one focus, which was to help these restaurants get through such a difficult time and also feed those folks who might be, you know, food sensitive in a time where things just weren't quite open.
It was a terrible time. I remember when I first talked to you about it, lots of restaurants locally were having a hard time keeping their doors open because of the restrictions. They were able to feed fewer people in their dining rooms. So you guys decided, hey, we'll buy meals from these restaurants, help prop them up, and then give those to folks who might need a meal or to reward some folks who were doing hard work during that time, if I remember. You did a couple of different things, and the first one, I think, was open and at the college. How did that come about? I remember Dr. Myers said, you're going to meet Jeff Smith. And how did that happen that you contacted Robin about it?
Yeah, so we realized restaurants really need their doors to be opened. It's that environment that creates the profits for these folks. And on top of that, you start to realize that they're also losing great catering jobs because you can't get together. And so we found this problem, and the solution was to cater meals, but to do it in a COVID-safe environment. And fortunately enough for us, the college was so helpful in when we came to them. The idea was, absolutely, let's do it. We came up with a plan, and Monday we started the idea. Friday we had our first drive.
So. Gosh, dog. I mean, does that seem like a lifetime ago to you?
A year ago is a long time.
It's a long time. So much happens in a year. But, wow, what an event. And I remember people just lined up driving through the college to pick up those meals. Who did your first catering job?
Well, there was four restaurants that actually came together to do our first restaurant, but we ended up doing something like 13 or 14 restaurants locally.
Gosh, dog. How many meals did you serve over the time?
Great question. I think it was 35 to 4,500 meals that were passed out and
That's
purchased
unreal.
Throughout Mountain Home. And so, again,
had you and this guy ever worked on a project together? I know y'all are friends, but a project of this scale?
We had not. But again, to make sure that we're honoring everyone that was associated with this project, there really were some great minds that came together and got this going. And the giving nature of this community.
Did you raise all the money locally?
We did, yes.
Dollar for dollar. I mean, just every dollar you raised locally.
We did. And
amazing.
The really fortunate part about what we did was we didn't even ask for a dollar. People found value in what we were doing, and before we knew it, what we thought would be three or four meals turned into 10 or 12 meals. And then we're delivering Taco Tuesdays and Bookworm wasn't associated with what we were doing.
Right.
And so you start to add all these things up, and it was such a great project. And Now we're looking for something new. What's next?
Oh, my Lord. Don't ask me. I can think of a thousand things that you could do and do well. And in fact, I think the Alumni Association is a great plan for you to launch, because Molly saw value in the idea that we have an Alumni Association. You know, we're not that old. 25 years is not that old for a college. It's really young. But lots of our graduates are here local. Lots of folks have still got connections to our community. And bringing those folks together, people who still love ASU Mountain Home and still remember the awesome times they had there and the awesome experience they had there and want to give back. And I'm super excited that y'all are doing what you're doing. And I don't know. You can think of the next project. You're that kind of guy. You can raise money, obviously, and you can think of a new project. I know you can.
I think the Alumni Association is going to be wonderful for such a small town. The community here of Mountain Home, as I mentioned before, is so giving. But when you think of ASU Mountain Home, it is as high quality of an education as I have experienced with that really small town feel.
That's so awesome.
What better chance to continue passing that information along to not only new students, but reconnecting those old students
as well.
That's too cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got a degree from one of the largest universities in the world, Phoenix, was your second degree. And so did we prepare you well for that?
Absolutely, with no question.
Good.
The faculty and staff of ASU Mountain Home is, again, in my mind, elite.
Elite. I love that word. How so? What was your favorite class you took at ASU Mountain Home?
Oh, my gosh. I think back to Dr. Eddie Dry.
Oh,
I
yeah.
am not a science guy,
yep.
but he made it so much fun. So kudos to him.
Yeah.
Dr. Rebecca Baird, I hated reading Dr. Baird. Thank
she
you
brings
for pushing.
It to life.
Absolutely.
She does.
Gosh, writing classes at the time, I believe Sandy was a portion of
her.
What
yeah.
we were doing. So.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of just really great teachers that I can't
Aww.
Even think of.
I love that. When did you get your degree? Do you remember?
2007, I believe I graduated with my associate's degree.
That's so cool. So cool. And now you are in the financial world and, you know, like in the business of planning people's futures in a different kind of way. So your first degree was with ASU Mountain Home and your second degree was with Phoenix.
Correct. Yeah.
And now tell us who you work for and what you're doing.
So I'm a financial advisor with Edward Jones. I've been doing that since 2007 when I graduated ASU Mountain Home.
Good grief.
I did not find enough value in an associate, so I had some fun and while working completed my four-year degree there. My goal was to have a CFP at the time. You
cool.
needed a bachelor's degree
sure.
to accomplish it.
Uh-huh.
And so that was my primary goal at the time.
So as a certified financial planner, what would your advice be to an 18-year-old?
Well, so let's not mistake. I'm not a CFP yet.
But you're mine. You're my certified financial planner. Tell me what you would tell an 18-year-old.
What would I tell an 18-year-old? You'll never get your time back.
Yep.
Compounding interest is the most powerful portion of what you will do in any investing world.
Mm-hmm.
And, do not chase the nuts, I guess, because it gets a little crazy out there sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So your advice to an 18-year-old would be to invest in yourself, and you can do that best at ASU Mountain Home right here?
Absolutely.
Is that what you would say?
Absolutely.
Yay! Okay, let's go to break, and we'll be back to talk about other ways you can make your life awesome at ASU Mountain Home and talk to Molly and Jeff again.
We are truly blessed to call the Twin Lakes area our home. You know, the Twin Lakes area is the best-kept secret in the state of Arkansas. We are home to Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Baxter Regional Medical Center, the Donald W. Reynolds Library serving Baxter County, and the Jim Gaston Visitor Center. Our economy is growing, our schools are strong, our churches are active, and our philanthropic spirit is unmatched. We support our community and ASU Mountain Home.
Hi, it's Christy Kern, and we're here with Awesome Talk and two of my good friends, Jeff Smith and Molly Morgan. And Jeff and I were just talking about advice he would give to an 18-year-old. He was a student at ASU Mountain Home, and let's just wrap this up, our conversation about your experience at ASU Mountain Home with, like, how you got back involved. Did you stay in touch with Dr. Myers? Is that how you
Dr. Myers
know him?
Has...
He is just the awesome
really
chancellor.
Placed himself in this community as
yeah.
someone who is very interested in accelerating what we're doing here, which is such a giving environment.
Yeah.
And so we meet from time to time, and so that's how we've stayed connected.
I love it. So you called him when Mountain Home Care started.
I had to chase down a cell phone number, but yes, he wasn't that hard to reach.
We should give it out on the air, and then anyone who needs to reach him could call him.
You think he would love that?
I don't think we should do that, probably. That wouldn't be very awesome. Anyway, Jeff, after your success with Mountain Home Cares, I was so proud that you were chosen our Alum of the Year, and you deserved it more than anybody I know. And I hope it didn't embarrass you to death because you're the most humble human being I've ever known. But you deserved it.
Well, and appreciate now, that. Thank you.
Now you've taken the next step even and gotten involved in helping us create an alumni association.
Well, Miss Molly called and was a clear for me. This community, again, I speak so highly of it, has been so good to my family. And so it was very simple for me to really want to plug back in. And you start to think about the old, the new, and where this community is going, and we want to be a part of it. And so it was a very easy yes for me, Miss Molly. So thank you for asking.
Jeff's done a great job. And we've had to develop strategic plans. We've had to develop bylaws. We've had to develop mission statements. All of that fun stuff. And just Jeff was so eager. And, you know, he leads our meetings very confidently. And you know that he's got a direction for the Alumni Association. So Jeff's been a great choice.
I'm excited that you've started one. I think it's something that the time is right. 25 years we have a good base of people who have graduated from there. You don't have to be a graduate, though, to be a member, right?
No, you can be a friend. You can just be a friend of the university.
Awesome.
You know, our funds are going to go toward scholarships and campus projects that we can't do, but that would help the community if we can invest some money. And Jeff, you need to tell about the scholarships because I'm excited. They're very unique scholarships.
Yeah, we are looking forward. In 2021, one of our first milestones is to create two scholarships, one for an incoming student, one for a student that has accomplished their associate degree and is now moving on with us.
Oh, wow.
We would love to accomplish that this year at our spring ceremony. And so we're very excited about that to begin with. But we do have a bigger goal than that. And that goal is to accomplish a $25,000 foundation so that these scholarships can continue on and on, bringing in again those new students and, you know, congratulating those students that have accomplished their associate's degree with ASU Mountain Home.
There's so much that folks can do with a degree. They might not even be aware of it. So it can really change your life. It can make you ready for the next job or a better job. So we've got lots of great programs at ASU Mountain Home, and I'm proud that y'all are investing in those and helping us. And like Molly said, there are a lot of projects that our tuition revenue can't really invest in or that we aren't able to do without private donations. And Molly, what are some of the projects that you think we can help raise money for?
We set a goal. You know, ASU Mountain Home took on the owl as their mascot.
Yes.
Has that been 2 years, Christine?
Yeah, a year and a half ago. That was super fun.
And so we've been looking for a way, how could we make that mark on the campus that everybody connected the owl as the trailblazer? And the Alumni Association has talked about putting an owl in the water fountain. Now, what I'm learning working for a state university, there's a number of steps you've got to go through. And Dr. Myers is fixing to bring some architects on the campus to look at how we can do something like that. And
that fountain is such a centerpiece of campus.
It is such a centerpiece of the campus. And what a better place to place our mascot.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
So that's something else the Alumni Association has chosen as one of its projects to invest in. So we'll see how it can go. You can join the Alumni Association for just $25 small, but look at what it can go to. It can change students' lives.
Sure.
It can change the campus look. It's investing in the community.
Yeah.
So we're excited, and it's a great board.
I love it.
It's a great board.
So who else is on the board?
Ms. Molly, do you want to share that with?
Abijah Cratchville is on the board. He is our vice president. Mindy Fulcher, who is a former faculty member. Well, first she graduated from ASU Mountain Home. Former faculty member. She now works for A-State. She is our secretary. Jack Barron, who works in St. Louis, and he works for a nonprofit there. And he's very excited to be on our board. And then Kristen Jacob. Fraser Jacob, no, Jacobelli Fraser. I get it backwards every single time. She's one of my former students, and I still get her name backwards. But she's over in the Fayetteville area, and it's just an exciting board. I look so forward to our meetings every month.
Every one of those people are just exceptional people and have so many different talents to offer back to ASU Mountain Home, which I think is so cool. Kristen was a student ambassador, and I worked with her for years as an ambassador sponsor, and love her. She's got a heart for it, and she'll do anything she can for you. Of course, Mindy invested so many years as an instructor with us and has seen so many of our students come through and can do as much for you as she can. She'll do great things for the association, I know, in helping people find jobs and connecting people in our community. I think she'll be great at that. And there's nobody on earth with as much energy as Abijah, except maybe Jack Barron.
Absolutely.
So yes. You've got the energy, you've got the intelligence, you've got the skill, and you've got leadership with Jeff. And so I'm super excited about it. And like you said, anyone can be a member and can join easily online. Our website is asumh.edu, and it's super easy to sign up, I understand, to be a member of the Alumni Association. Lots of great stories there. And Jeff, you've got a Facebook page for the Alumni Association?
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to kind of get our information out there to folks so that we can continue our education together. And so, again, there's the text and then there's the experience, and we want to connect those two things together the Alumni Association. So, again, asumh.edu/alumni, you're going to get to everything that you would need to know about the Alumni Association, what it is that we're trying to accomplish, and what those goals will be going forward.
Well, I know we've made some differences in some lives because I've seen it. I've seen it myself as a teacher there. I've seen it as a member of this community. Meeting people like you, Jeff, it's so inspirational to meet people like you and then to find out they started at ASU Mountain Home. It's super cool. And I love watching folks go from student to contributor back to their own community. And it's just a great feeling. So you're awesome, fella.
Well, thank you.
I know. Molly, thanks. Is there anything else I haven't asked you that you would want people to know?
We just hope we encourage everybody. If you are an alumni, we want to connect. We want to reconnect. And we want to help you network. And we want to help some other students, encourage them to get their associate's degree from ASU Mountain Home and then move forward and have terrific lives.
Yeah. I think seeing people who graduated from ASU Mountain Home and where they've wound up in their own lives will be a great motivator. So thank you all for putting this together, and thank you for doing a great job of launching it. I'm excited. There's lots going on at ASU Mountain Home. There always is. We've got second 7 weeks classes starting in just a week or two. So if you haven't enrolled and you're looking thinking about it and looking for some more information, we can get that to you either in person. We are doing some in-person tours right now. Or you can go online and find anything you need to know about classes and how to get started at asumh.edu. Call us at 508-6100 and we'll help you get started. Thanks for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.